What is the goal of system verification? What do we want to do? Why do we care? The purpose is to check that the system works. You can't, designing a chip that goes on the, you know, the, for those of you who are ASIC designers or board designers, you're probably thinking, I don't care, I just design the board. I don't care, I just design the ASIC. Well, this ASIC goes into a board, that board goes into a shelf, that shelf goes into a product. If either one of them fails, you didn't do your job. We're designing a product. We're not designing just a chip or just a board. We have to verify that the entire system works. We have to verify that those blocks interact correctly. That's basically what we have to do. And it becomes it's a natural extension of the complexity of the chips. The systems, the boards are becoming more complex. Before, we could defer and say, well, if it doesn't work, we'll just put some barnacles there. We'll make some surgery on the boards. We'll cut some tracks. But with high-speed communication, EMI concerns, crosstalks, you just can't do these things on the board anymore with those high-speed signals. So you have to verify that these things are going to work together. Or if you were talking about a system on a chip where you use IP blocks and IP-based design, you can't do anything once that chip is manufactured. You're talking maybe upward to $250,000 NRE cost for missing something in the system.